With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Guarded optimism was the common theme among industry experts regarding 2017 milk prices. Now, early in the year, economists predicted that milk prices would rise, but oversupply, increased production, and baggage from the previous 2 years tempered excitement over increased prices. 2017 really wasn't the best year for dairy farmers. Ag banker Ed Coates explains.
The milk prices typically have followed a three-year cycle, hitting a peak and then moderately dropping and then bottoming out in the third year. We've kind of seen that 3 year cycle is kind of leveled off. So we've had 3 years of somewhat lower prices and likely another year in 2018 of relatively similar prices. So that the volatility is, while it's leveled off, it seems to have settled at the bottom.
But Coates says dairy farmers are doing what they can to adjust.
The smaller dairies, if they can find a niche similar to organic, it's made it possible for them to kind of work through some of these volatile prices. The larger dairies obviously tend to use a lot of dollars, but with those dairies, it's about margin.
Higher milk prices are being compounded, of course, by the lack of available and experienced dairy workers. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.